If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
What up, peeps? We're back with another episode of Daddy Issues. I'm your host, Tony Baker.
Keon Poli, what up, y'all?
We are still dads out here, and we got Doc Brown back.
Doc Brown's in the building.
What's up? How y'all doing today?
Good, man. Thanks for coming back, man.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it.
This is the sequel right here.
For sure.
How y'all been?
Good, man.
Good. Hanging in there. It's
hanging tough.
It's different. This is different.
Taking it one day at a time.
Yep. Trying. Ran through all the Netflix and on the Hulu now. So we'll see.
I haven't got close to finishing all my shows yet.
What's a good one?
Because I got so much. I was catching up on so much stuff already. And then between social media and the boys, like, I'm still behind.
Oh, that's a good one.
So, but I just caught all the way up on Better Call Saul. I just caught all the way up on The Blacklist.
Oh, yeah.
Insecure. And finally finished Altered Carbon. What else was I on? I was on so many shows. I'm on an assortment of shows. If I was a junkie, I'd be on everything. I'm on everything.
I haven't really been watching shows. I just watched like movies and like random videos on YouTube about movies. What the hell have I been watching? Yeah, I've just been really watching like old and new movies. Yeah. Really?
I mean, I watched a Jordan documentary. You
know? Oh yeah, I definitely finished that.
They called it the Bulls documentary, but it wasn't. It was pretty much about Jordan, which I was a little disappointed in.
Yeah, do y'all think it was 100% or do you think he left out a lot? Because I think he left out a lot, personally.
What do you think he left out?
His involvement with a lot of things. Like, you know, like I was just in the corner. Everybody else did all those bad things. They were all drinking and doing all that. I was resting and then going to the game every day.
Like, I believe him on that stuff because, like, certain people like him and Kobe, like everybody said, they were just so focused on basketball, they didn't do nothing else. That's just what they wanted to do. Like, even later, older Kobe, when he started being, like, more of a people person or whatever, they said, you know, he'll go out and drink with you, be knocking on your door at 5 a.m., like, let's go. We got to go to work. And it's like, sheesh, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just I liked it. I thought it was dope, but I didn't like how it was just, like, I wanted to see the Bulls. I wanted to see the different eras of the Bulls, and, you know, it was pretty, it was 90% Jordan.
Was it supposed to be about the Bulls?
Yeah, it was called it was supposed to be about that final season, because Jerry Krause was breaking up the team, so they filmed the entire season because they knew this was it. This is the end of the reign. And it was supposed to be that final season, really, and then the Bulls, but of course they made it about Jordan, which I knew they were going to do because they have to. Because that's what the media does. The media has been pushing this Jordan thing since he got in the league.
That's true.
So it's just like, I knew what it was going to be. But like, they tricked me because the first episode or two was like Scottie Pippen. I was like, oh, we get to get into Scottie for one. Dennis Rodman. I was like, yeah, let's dive into this. And it was like, but back to Jordan. Jordan's the only one that we care about.
Well, he did get final cut. So, I mean, they probably did have more stuff, but it's like,
of course he did.
Bring it back. Bring it back to me.
Come on. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Like, it was good. Yeah, it was good. It did what it's supposed to do. Now people are back to, you know, the GOAT talks, and, you know, newer kids are on, you know, Space Jam back. They wanted everybody to be Dick Riding Jordan again. And that's pretty much what's happening. And then you got the barbershop debates, Kobe, LeBron, Jordan, the same crap. They did what they wanted it to do.
Yeah. I feel like those debates never stopped, though.
They stopped for a hot second. After Kobe died, everybody's like, I'm just going to appreciate greatness. I'm going to stop comparing these players. Why? And then, nope, that was over.
That's true. That's been the only time in my life since LeBron came into the league that they stopped talking about Jordan versus LeBron right after Kobe's death. But yeah, like you said, right back on schedule.
But it was always, before that, it was always Jordan, LeBron, Kobe, Jordan. That ain't never... So I don't like, think that was the agenda to get people talking about Jordan again, because he's always been in the conversation and a measuring stick for greatness. But now it's like, oh, that happened. Okay. Because a lot of people don't know anything about, you know, the
Bulls. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It was for the kids. Like, here's why you're buying these shoes. And this is why, you know, it was just, I really wanted, as a basketball fan, I wanted to see the Bulls personally. Because I just know hoops. I know, you know, I know enough about Jordan. We've seen, and I wanted to see everybody, the whole team, what made them tick, feel, you know, how you got it, all that. Like, and especially Pippen. Pippen never gets enough love.
Yeah Pippen.
I would have took a whole episode about Pippen. I would have been perfectly okay with that.
I didn't know his contract was that disrespectful.
Man. Me neither.
I'm like, Jesus.
The disrespect. Yo, man. All that contract, because Pippen was always my favorite Bull, and, you know, I would have liked to have seen that too. And I was just like, man, I had no clue. Honestly, like, his personality and stuff doesn't seem that intriguing. He's just a nice, soft-spoken guy, so it'd be like, all right, he's kind of boring. But, man, I didn't know he was getting played like that, man. I was like, wow.
Terrible.
The NBA.
Terrible. Yeah,
he got his money up after that, though.
Hell yeah, he did with Portland. Like, I would even like to see more on Jerry Krause. Like, what, like, his interview, like, what the hell are you doing, bro? Like, I really wanted to get into his brain. Like, you're an idiot. Why are you doing this?
Mad ego.
It was trash.
Yeah. And then they never said, like, City. It was so much ego because he was little and all that. But I was like, well, what's going on?
I would like to get his input if he was still alive. I'd like to get his input and see, like, what was up, man? You know, but that's the only flex he had. Like, you know, the greatest players in the world, arguably the best coach. I'm going to flex my little muscle and do what I can to bust up the thing. Because I can't do nothing else on the physical tip.
Yep.
Might as well bust up this team. You know what I mean? So.
And they ain't been nothing since. Yeah,
since 1999.
It's like, what we doing, man? I saw that Malone and Brian Russell declined to be interviewed, and I was like, I get it. How many times has Russell answered, "Did Jordan push off or not?" Like, what do I need to answer these questions for? I said yes. He says no. Let's why do I need to be in this? I get it. And Malone, right. Not dick riding Jordan. I get it. Malone was like, hey, man, I was bad too. Like, we lost to the Bulls. We didn't lose to Jordan. I felt, even though I don't like Karl Malone, I felt his frustration in talking about it. Like, all y'all do is talk about Jordan. They had a good team. They had a very good team. And y'all just act like no one else was there. Like, Jordan played all five positions, or four, and Scottie played one. And it's no.
But Carl was kind of riding too, because, you know, after the losses in the doc, he was on the team bus, dapping them off. He was.
Well, that's just you got us.
Yeah, sportsmanship.
Yeah, you got
us. I do it on the court after the game. I don't know. I'd have to go. You know, shout out a few cuss
words. I saw that interview he did, and they was asking him about Jordan. He was like, "What? No, like I don't." And he was like, and if you watch that documentary, he's dropping like 37, 30. He was killing dude. He's like, I'm not going to just talk about this dude all the time. Even Barkley had said, I'll never say, you know, I don't know if it was recent or back then, but Chuck was like, I'm not going to sit up here and say this man's better than me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to do that. Like, even in the doc, he said, you know, I didn't think nobody was better than me. In that series, I felt like he was the best player in the world. But at the time, you know, everybody just, they just want you to be like, say George is the best. No, I'm a competitor. I'm not going to do that. Like, it just annoys me how much the media, and now they deal with LeBron too. And it's like, people got mad because Paul Pierce didn't put LeBron in his top five. So what? You don't have to. You don't have to. Even though Paul Pierce is probably being petty because he's been doing that the whole time.
That's the whole thing where athletes lose credibility because they got petty reasons not to put somebody somewhere. I ain't like how he looked at me. He not in my top 10. You'd be like, come on, man. I didn't like his attitude. He hollered at my girl. He in the top 100 for me. Jordan is number 99? Yes, 99 players better than him. Be like, all right, man. They be having their own... own little petty. And I liked seeing how petty Jordan was. So the coach didn't speak to me. All right. Okay. Yeah. So I put numbers up that game. I was like, I had no clue.
He just tried to find a reason, man. Every time he was going to do that regardless. You know.
I think that's good, man. Yeah. For your competitive edge, find a reason. Find a reason.
I wasn't mad at it either. But don't say it's because, you know, he shook my hand the wrong way, so I had to put 60 on him. Like,
he just had to make something up. I mean, but all athletes do that. Like, Jordan just was extreme.
Yeah.
But all athletes do that. Like, if you can't, you find something. You find a reason. I remember I was having a bad game, and I just couldn't. I was having a terrible game. And so the dude that was guarding me, he didn't even do anything. I think he, like, bumped me. And then I was like, oh, you got that. That's all I needed. And then I just started lighting his ass up. But I needed something. I just needed, because I was off that game. And he bumped me like on some accident. He was like, oh, my bad. I was like, no, it wasn't. You did that on purpose. And then I just started talking shit to him. Like, he was like, I didn't even say anything.
You needed that narrative, man.
You got to do something. Jordan was just a psycho.
Everybody got the narrative. It's funny. Like, you get the narrative after the game. Because if you lose, you got 2 points. You don't have no narrative. If you got 60 points, I did this for my granddad, you know what I'm saying? He was 60, so I got 60 points. But had the game when I had 5 points, it'd been nothing. It'd be like, oh, I lost my granddad. So I wasn't focused that game.
Well, some people do go out there, and if they're good enough, I think the people who are good enough can actually go do it. Like when Chris Paul scored 62, when his grandpa died at 62, he went out there with a motive to score.
He said that before the game. It was documented.
He missed the free throw on purpose.
No, that was the end of the game. I'm talking about before that. Did he say, I'm going to get a point for every year?
I don't think anybody can go and say that, because then it's like, you got to keep that to yourself, because then the pressure to go out and do it is like weird.
But that's what I mean. You can't, you can only do it after the game or like during the game.
But I'm saying, like, you can have the mental your head that you're going to do it, but you can't say it out loud. Absolutely. Because one, people might be like, you might start forcing shots. People pass. It'll change the actual game. If you just keep it to yourself, then you can control more.
Yeah. I remember Brett Favre did that when his dad died, and he had like the game of his life.
Yeah.
Through all those touchdowns.
Against the Raiders.
What I'm saying is how many athletes said that in their mind, I'm going to get one for every year. And then they don't. And so they can't say, I did this for this.
Well, that happened it happened in Brian's song. Remember they dedicated to Gail Sayers dedicated to Gaynor. They dedicated the game to him and then lost. And then in the movie, he was like, you can't dedicate a game to me and then lose the game. You bastard. Damn, dedicated just beat the hell out of me. God, why was that so difficult?
Pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Pressure.
Pressure be real, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
What's going on in the streets, Maya?
Well, it is May 21st right now, and we were supposed to get out of stay-at-home last Friday. We didn't. A lot of the country did. But we seem to have an extended stay-at-home order in Los Angeles that is going to last until God only knows when. I wanted to know how you two were coping with this, and if Dr. Donald, you had seen anything at your job that has to do with this extended isolation.
I'm still confused. Wait,
what's the date they got us at right now?
Go ahead,
Maya. Sorry.
They're not giving us a real definitive date. We have to pass these sort of four or five phases. I think we just passed phase two, and we're waiting for phase three to open up, I think, nail salons and things like that. And there's a phase four, and then phase five is when we finally get to go back to concerts and things like that.
Because people were saying 3 months, but I was like, I think it's 3 months from when they first started, not another 3 months. Yeah. Like, people are freaking out, but I was like, we started in, what, March?
March 15th, around that
day. Yeah, and then they said April, May, and then they said June something. So that's 3 months. So people were like, they added another three. I'm like, no, I think it's just three from the start date. So because of these phases, like, everything's on pace from what they said, from my understanding. And I could be wrong, but I don't think it's an additional three, because additional three puts us, you know, in the fall, and no one said anything about that.
No, I heard maybe around 4th of July.
But yeah, so that's 3 months. So I think people read 3 months and did. No one reads articles, first of all. No one reads them. They see that clickbait and just start going off. And it's like, did you actually get in there and read it? And people start losing their mind.
We started in March.
Mm-hmm.
So July, that'll be 4 months.
Yeah, four.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know, man. I feel like they don't even have an answer when we come out.
Because we started late March.
About the 19th, I think it was.
I think it was mid-March.
Yeah.
Mid to late, yeah.
So April is 1 month, May, June. So June 19th would be 3 months. So if we're doing July,
they talk about 3 months is some change.
And that might just be July for everything going back to normal. Yeah. So I think it might be fully open, like when Keon said, maybe June, but like sort of new business as usual starting July.
Does that include concerts? Because I heard we might not go back to concerts for the whole year.
I'm hearing mixed messages with that. I heard they're going to try to do like some sporting events maybe in July, but concerts might be, I haven't heard anything about concerts.
It's the same shit. I don't know why they wouldn't do one without the other.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. Yeah.
Are you seeing people able to cope with this?
I don't know. I've been back to normal. I went to my mother-in-law's house last weekend in San Francisco.
That's good. I just been chilling at the house. I've been like, you know, some people be wanting to do stuff. I'll be like, I'll chill at the house. I can wait for the hangouts and stuff. So I've just been chilling.
Yeah, same here. My wife and I been hanging out mostly in the house. We did, we have a roof, so we go to the roof occasionally. We've done a couple walks here and there, driven around, trying to see the waves, the bioluminescent waves that have been out here in California.
Wait, are they still going?
We didn't see them. So our friends saw them the day before, and we got there, and we were salty, so we didn't see them that day. And that was like sometime last week. So I haven't seen or heard anyone who's seen them since then. But as far as work, they have actually I work for a state hospital, so inpatient. So 4 days a week, I do that. And 1 day a week, I work in local jails doing my forensic practice. So as far as my full-time job, 2 days I do telework. So I work at home from my laptop, and if they have orders, if anything is needed, I just call, and including team meetings and everything. And then 2 days I go in and then do my normal job. And then as far as my other job, 1 day a week, which is today, I still go into the jails. I wear my PPE and I still do evaluate clients, but just certain parts of the jails, because unfortunately, a lot of the jails do have are under quarantine certain units for people who are possibly COVID positive. So I try to avoid those units, but the other ones I do go into. And it's only because of lack of sufficient PPE that I do that. Mm-hmm. So it has kind of affected my work, but not too much.
Okay. Do you know there's a weird black market for exercise going on now because they closed all the gyms and are keeping them closed?
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah. I'm not even joking. There's this guy, because Tony at the office has a workout bench. So if you guys want to work out, it's in the on the office right now. But to pick up the equipment, we go around, we go to this one guy, and he says that him and his cousins are buying everything off Dick's Sporting Goods first thing in the morning.
Wow.
Like at 4 a.m, and then they sell them on Craigslist twice the price. So that's why you can't get any workout equipment in LA.
Yeah, nothing's available.
Wow.
Because I was wondering, because my wife's birthday is tomorrow, and I bought her a home boxing gym. I had to drive damn near an hour and a half to get her a little punching bag.
Yeah.
It's probably because of this dude.
It's a lot of people, because when it first hit.
That one guy. Yeah.
If you tried to go on like Amazon or anything when it first hit, it was all getting bought up because people knew. Because I had a friend of mine just told me the other day, man, come. He bought his stuff. He was like, come through and work out, which I'm going to take him up on because I can't do this anymore on the fitness tip. These push-ups and pull-ups ain't doing it. It's just not doing it. Like, it's cool to, it's a little maintained or whatever, but I need them weights. I'm just watching my body go to trash. just losing muscle. I ain't gaining no weight, but I'm just losing muscle. I've actually lost 2 pounds, but I'm sure it's all muscle.
Shut your ass up, man.
Sure
2 pounds.
Just because you are a former fatty don't mean I can't talk about health. Maybe your ass would have stayed on it early, like I did. You wouldn't be a former fat.
2 pounds. I lost 2 pounds.
See, Tony want people to be like, I lost 178 because I got to 4. Don't get to 4. That's my message.
Don't get to 4, bro. You lose 2 pounds every night.
I lost 2.
That's about it.
You pee in the morning, you lose 2 pounds.
That is false.
He looked down like it was epic. I lost 2 pounds.
It's probably sick all muscle.
But yeah, as far as getting through this period, I've talked to friends, family members, and things like we're doing now, Zoom chats, and kind of what we talked about last time has been a little helpful, but people are really feeling it, especially those people who aren't able to work or make any kind of have any financial support besides the little one-time stimulus check that they may have gotten. But besides that.
Still ain't get mine. Mine still ain't came.
I didn't get mine either. You did?
I didn't get mine.
I did. The lady knocked on my door. She was like, you got a check in the mail. I was like, oh, thank you. I'll go see what that's about.
I got nothing.
They cashed my tax check, though. How are they not going to send me my stimulus check and they cash my tax check?
My tax check is coming, too.
You said they cash your tax check.
You want to pay taxes. They say, I'll take your money, but where's my money?
Yeah, I feel that.
It's in the mail.
They always scoop that up. You know what? They be cashing it fast.
Man. Mm-hmm.
When I send them my check, I'll be like, God damn, man. They be rapid fire. They be like, man, I just put that in the mail slot yesterday. They cashed it. I was like, all right, bro. Okay. Keep that same energy when you owe something.
Exactly.
That's what I don't like. If you buy something, it hit right away. But every time you want something back, 7 to 10 business days. But you got my money instantly. Mm-hmm. Instantly. As soon as I made the purchase, I get an email. It's gone.
Yeah.
7 to 10 to get it back. Y'all trash.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm getting one at this point. I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was getting one, but I wasn't checking. I wasn't like checking for it. It just came. Like when she said it, I was like, oh, cool.
I started out not really tripping, but now it's just like, I want to know why I haven't gotten one. I really just want the answer. You know what I mean? More so than anything. Like, what's the hold up for me personally?
Yeah. I never trip off. Like when we was in the group chat and everybody, you know, they was like, you can go check if you, I'm a big fan of surprise money. I don't like knowing money's coming. Like, so when I get something, I'm like, oh, this is nice. Mm-hmm. I don't like, cause once you start waiting on money, it just becomes stressful and you just start tripping and you start getting upset or whatever. I don't like anything that's really going to affect my mood negatively. I just be like, ah. I let it surprise me. Whether it's turnouts to a show or whatever, just I'll just get surprised. I'm not going to sit there and stress over something.
Oh, I'll be stressing about that. I'll be stressing about the turnout. I'll be like, shoot, man. Hopefully. I can't help it, but.
Dr. Donald.
But it's a great feeling when the show is sold out before the show happens. You'd be like, ah.
Yeah.
You'd be like this the whole time. But that uncertainty, whoo, trash. What was you about to say, Ma?
I was going to say that in Los Angeles, and I don't think it's this way for the rest of the country, but in Los Angeles, we have to wear masks now that we leave our house.
Oh, I hate it.
Yep. I know it's something that's, you know, that's hated and it's hard to get used to, but honestly, we need to do it. Everyone needs to do it. And none of this, like, half-ass like this with the nose exposed, because you could still pass it or get COVID from that. It's the least we can do. And if not for yourself or other people who are at greater risk of getting this virus, because that's what basically we have to look out for, the people at highest risk, but also ourselves. I mean, we've seen this virus in the past few months attack healthy people of our age, able-bodied individuals, and they're still becoming susceptible. So it's just the uncertainty. Due to the uncertainty, we just have to do the smallest thing we can possibly think of that every American can possibly do, and that's wear a mask. So
I think the mask is to keep people inside. Because somebody like me, I'm so annoyed by the mask, that's why I don't go out. It's not really, because I don't want to put that stupid-ass thing on. Like, it is so dumb to me. I'm like, and it's just annoying. What I don't understand is people who wear it inside the car. It's just you in your car. What are you driving with this thing on for? I get it in the stores. I get it when we're around people, whatever. But in the car, it's just you. You scared that your phone gonna catch it or it's just you. What do you? I be seeing people driving full masks. Like what? It's just you.
That's true. That's true.
I don't get it. I don't get it in the car. So are you wearing it in the house too?
Nah, not in the house. Just outside. I'm not gonna lie. I did wear it once in the car, but it was for. It was for an Instagram video, but
besides, I went in the car too.
Oh, because you didn't want
because my window be down.
To say something.
My window be down when I drive, so I just wear it. I just put it on.
Not to.
And then if I need to talk, I'll slide it down.
Do you open your window in your house?
Yeah.
So why only wear it in the car? Because the window's down.
Because I'm on the second floor. That's what, like, when you in a car, you pull up next to another car, it's like somebody right there, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody right outside my window breathing air in here.
No one just pops in. So it's just like Chris Tucker,
I'm out probably amongst the people. Yeah. I don't think it's dumb. I don't think it's that big of a deal to just put a mask on. It's just, it's a precautionary measure on both fronts. So I like, people making a big deal about it, I'm like, so what? It's just a little this. That's all it is.
I mean, it's annoying as hell.
I just hate forgetting it when I leave the house. And I'm just like, crap, I can't go in the store without that mask. So it's like, you have to go back to the crib. But I get it. It's a necessary evil.
Yeah. Don't make it any less annoying. A lot of this is still annoying. Like, it doesn't change the annoying, whether it needs to be done or not. It's still annoying to say, especially mine. Sometimes if you start going up, and I don't want it up there. I just want to, and the air is fresh. It's vitamin D in the sun. I just don't want it. I don't want it. It makes me stay in the house, though, and it makes me run my errands faster so I can take this stupid shit off.
You got like a tan line around your face.
Why is it stupid, though?
I got more respect for bank robbers now that they commit to wearing those things when committing crime. Anybody who's committed a crime with a mask on, I respect on a high level. Because I'd have been like, you know what? Just see my face. It's me. I did it. Give me your money. Here's my face. I need to breathe this fresh air. Cigarette.
His robbery crew will be like,
dumb mother.
Cut the key out in jail. I didn't want to wear the mask. It was stupid. But now you're in jail for 40 years. Well, I'm not annoyed. I'm not annoyed in here. I'm doing push-ups. I gained 10 pounds of muscle.
Back.
Fuck these masks.
Done with it.
Right. That's honestly my only complaint about, obviously, other than not working. That's my only complaint. I don't want to wear. When it was no mask, when it was mask only in the store or no mask at all, I was like, this is easy work. When they put the mandatory mask, I went from straight to this, just straight white woman. I was like, I don't have to do this as an American. Like, I was so upset.
They so mad about the mask. I'm just like, bro.
We don't want to, we're not dogs. I'm like, shut the fuck up, bro.
I want them to breathe in fresh viruses and shut the hell up, man. No mask. Just take a nostril swig of this.
The protesting stuff is like, hilarious.
Bro, it's so dumb.
I be dying watching people flip out. Cause like I'm joking, like it's annoying, but like lighthearted. I be seeing the people who really be like, we shouldn't have to do this. I'm like, what is wrong with you? And most of the people complaining, the dude that you voted for is part of the reason why we gotta do all this. There's the reason why it's so crappy, there's no structure in this. That's why we don't know. There's zero structure and it starts from up top. There's no structure. So it's just all over the place. They extending, they don't know what they're doing. He getting up there lying and they just, there's no, it's like when you got a bad coach, your team is going to be trash. It didn't have to be this bad. But when you fire your whole pandemic team and you're a dumbass yourself, this is what it's going to be.
Yep.
It's going to be. And then the main people that's protesting you, you did this. You're part of the problem. You did this. So put on your goddamn mask. See, I'm complaining because I didn't vote for him. So I don't have to wear this. Every time I take off the mask, this is your fault, Karen. And I put it back on.
Speaking of that, what do you think about the Speaker of the House calling the president morbidly obese this last weekend? Think that's appropriate?
He is.
Very appropriate.
It is, especially for somebody like him who don't hold his tongue.
He's fat.
It's appropriate. Yeah,
it's absolutely appropriate. 100%, man.
He should have went on his hair too.
Tiptoeing around obesity, man. You out here fat, dog? In your 70s. They should have been on his weight, man. Like you ain't gonna make it through this with the fatness.
The speaker
I didn't really know he was
house?
That fat until
yes,
he became president.
Yes, the Speaker
president.
Of the House got to speak and keep it real. That's your joke. You the Speaker of the House, man. They should be able to keep it real at all times. You fat, Trump. Morbidly so.
Wait, was his word morbidly obese? Because that's funnier.
Nancy Pelosi said that he was morbidly obese and he should not be taking the hydroxychloroquine. Yeah.
Hilarious.
Because he's so fat and old.
She be done with him. She don't be paying attention. She be in the back like, when he be talking, she be in the back like. Like, she lets it be known, I don't mess with this dude. She don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Why not do a roast session? Why not? For him, it's very appropriate. For all the shit that he didn't say, it is so appropriate. You could call him whatever you want.
I don't disagree. I'm just saying children are watching.
So?
And is this the way we should be having discourse?
Yes.
I feel like, man, if you're that overweight in your 70s, it's morbid. It's morbidly obese. Like, and kids need to know that, man. You can't tiptoe around obesity a lot of the times. And everybody went, nah, you don't wanna fuck out of here, man.
Yeah. I mean, in doctor's offices around the country, I mean, we're an overweight society. And a lot of times when you get that lipid test and the doctor comes in, has that sit down, they'll tell you, here are your numbers. Morbid obesity is actually a medical term. And you'll give it out and you'll say, here, you need to do boom, boom, boom. So, I mean, the fact
that you're
coming to the house, yeah, I get the pettiness behind it. But
But she used correct terminology. She could have called him a fat ass. She said morbidly obese.
The fat ass, that's would be like, oh, well, hold on, man.
That's the line.
Morbidly obese, that's man. What that's it's medical called. Term.
That's medical term. People she trying to shame Adele for I don't you know what I don't like? And I love when Tony talks about it because he was a former. People get mad at me for saying stuff, but like the fact that people want you to like it or accept, Adele made a choice for herself to lose weight, and people said she's fat shaming for losing weight. How is her taking better care of herself? How is her taking better care of herself and deciding I want to do this for me, shitting on fat people? That doesn't make any sense.
I'm sick of it, man.
She's like, I'm making the choice. She didn't say nothing. She just took a picture. And they was like, no, what are you doing? You're making people feel like it's not okay. It's not. I want to do this for me.
I hate it.
It's ridiculous.
A lot of people don't like to see change. Like, they want Big Adele doing the hits that she had and take it like that. They don't want to see Skinny Adele doing whatever she decides to do.
She ain't even got a chance to do nothing yet. Let her make an album Skinny first. Let her put out a Skinny album. Then we could be like, oh, I like Big Adele. Like the Luther Vandross thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? But give her a chance to make a project Skinny. And then we could be like, all right, she sounded better when she was thick.
Then you might have some evidence, you know, for your clip.
Right.
Like, all she did was take a picture. Yeah. She took all a she picture and they went off.
Out in front of the crib. And they like, ah! God, no.
Why did you leave us? It's like, yo, I'm sick trying to live.
Man. Yeah, she's happier, you know, and she can do more, play with her kids.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you want anything worse? I'm kind of obsessed. Longer, yeah. She'll live longer. I'm obsessed with this British show now called Super Size versus Super Skinny, which would probably be illegal in the United States. But what they do is they take an anorexic person and they take an obese person. They're not necessarily anorexic, but they make them swap diets for a week. And then they go to the fat person and they say, you're so fat, but here's someone fatter. So they have to come to the United States and they find someone fatter. And the fat person is like, I'm so fat. If you don't stop eating, you're going to be as fat as me. And this one, the lady had to change her chamber pot today. And I was like, so that's like kind of scared straight. But yeah. I'm like, this is not okay. But it's really entertaining.
I would watch that for the pure hilarity. That would be it sounds ridiculous.
But very the swap insane. Part didn't sound too bad, but once they say we're gonna get somebody fatter than you, man, I was whoa.
And the fact that they had to come here to do it just speaks volumes about America. It's like, oh, this is where you come for fattest? The fatness. I'll take you to the fat.
You fat out here? Okay.
We fat out here, man. We fat out here.
But I would love to see it just to see somebody be like, don't be like me. Like man. Just the scared straight of fat.
Super Size versus Super Skinny. It's on YouTube.
I'm going to check it out.
The Super Skinnies don't get enough bashing either. Like, people love to bash the fats. But the Skinnies be out here living on. Some of these Skinnies is unhealthy as hell to make themselves that skinny. And nobody says anything to them.
That's because visually it's harder to pinpoint. We got to be around you. When you see somebody fat, you automatically assume you eat a lot and you don't exercise. But the skinny people, you got to be like, are you thin because you eat right, or are you? So we gotta hang around and see how they live.
Questions.
Yeah,
is this for a movie role?
That initial visual, we like, nah, you eating fried chicken,
which is delicious.
They get a tube. Oh, they get a tube, and then they say, "This is what you've eaten for the week." And they put all the fat person's food in the tube, and they put that, "This is what you eat for the week." And they put all the skinny person's food in the tube.
In a tube? What you mean?
In a big tube, a clear tube. They're like, here's all, you're from your food diaries. This is what you've eaten this week. And they'll be like, you've eaten too much. And then they're like, you've eaten too little. Now you got to swap. It's really funny.
What? So they make them eat? Like, how do they make them eat the diet?
The person will prepare the meal they normally eat. And then they'll sit across from the other person and they'll swap. So sometimes the super skinny or the super size has to eat nothing or like a cup of tea or like a little cracker. And they have to watch the other person eat all their food. And the person's, it's hard for them. And this person has to watch while they eat the food. It's
do people
terrible.
Be crying? They got to be crying. Like, I just want the french fries. And they got to be
would cry.
Tantrum.
I would cry. You just give me tea and a cracker. Oh, I'm crying.
They gotta be losing it.
I'm having a full breakdown on that.
It actually might do the opposite. Does that actually work? Because it might just reinforce the behavior and make it worse.
For most people,
it's definitely
works.
Not healthy.
Yeah. It can shock you into being like, oh my God, that's what I eat.
That's what those apps do. Those apps really, when people get on the apps when they want to lose weight, like everybody I've seen who's got on an app been like, I didn't realize how much I was taking in until I had to track it.
Yeah.
It was like, yo, I don't need half of this. Yeah. I was just eating because it's good or because it's there or because the person, your spouse was eating. A lot of people's spouse eat. That ain't talked about enough, eat. A lot of people's spouse eat. They be like, oh, you still eating? Well, I'm going to keep eating.
I'm going to eat too. Yeah. Oh, what you doing in here? I'm going to get in on this.
And then the ladies be trying to keep up with their husbands. And it's like, yo, he's bigger than you. Like, you don't have to do it because he's doing it. And your body's different. It's not going to go the same as it is with you and whatnot. People do that all the time in relationships. They want to eat. But oh, you didn't finish that? Let me get a piece of that. Oh, let me try.
Definitely garbage disposal. I'm a garbage disposal. Oh, that's you? Yeah, let me go ahead. All day. And like, and it's funny too, like when I lost all that weight back in the day, I was food journaling. And because you know, when we do it in our head, we always underestimate the calories we taking in.
Yeah.
But I just had a few chips when really you had 3 servings. And so when you actually write it down, you be like, man, that was that? Hey, I'm already halfway through my total intake. So it really helps when you see the numbers in real time.
You don't be thinking, like Tony said, it's not, you don't think it's a big deal. And then you look up, it's like, I only had 5 chips. How was this 120 calories?
That's one serving right there. Yep.
Yeah, rude awakening.
Man, but that food journaling definitely helped me back in the day. And then when I would go back up, it's because I was just doing my own math. I would just be like, oh, this is only 100 calories. When in actuality, I took in 700. Well, all right.
Tony's body was in there like, looks like carrot down there. They had the green hat on. Well, it looks like you're actually taking in 600 calories, right?
The old school joint where the paper comes out of the thing. Like,
why do I always wear green hats? What was that about?
Always.
What are those about? Why were those the tax hats? With the cigarette hanging out the side where it looks like your deductible. Why is that a thing?
And the paper coming out of the top. I used to be fascinated by the little calculator with the paper at the top.
It would just keep
like,
going up.
That's some serious math right there. Look at this. Every time.
Now they just put it in machines, man. They can crank customers out.
Right.
So.
I couldn't imagine back then, too, if you messed up on somebody's taxes and you had to go all the way back over them.
Oh,
just get the pull in again, just get more paper, CVS receipts rolling out everywhere.
Man.
That's why older people don't have much patience with us. They'll hear that back in my day, we didn't even have calculators. We had to do all this by hand. And they did.
Yeah.
So you would think they would have more patience, though, because the stuff is faster.
No, they're just jealous of us because we be complaining. They be like, that's what you complaining about? In my day, that's when you come in with the old.
Yeah. But the I mean, being energy. Real, we at that in my day age right now because there's a lot of stuff that's new. Yeah.
I was literally telling somebody that the other day. Like, we're at an age where we were pre-technology and post.
Yep.
So we saw both. We remembered when the internet first came out. And I was still using a typewriter when I was little. We didn't have a computer.
Dang.
And I remember looking up encyclopedias. And I remember doing that. I would much rather have this. I'm definitely not a hate man. I would much rather have this. But we got to see both. So I feel like even when it comes to like me and Tony, our jobs, comedy-wise, we can talk about some old school stuff and current because we were in the middle. So we got to see both. Like, a lot of the older comics will come off as somebody like, well, you're just complaining and fussing. And then the newer ones can't touch with, you know, the old. But when you're in that middle, you can hit everybody and be like, I feel you, but I feel you too.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, he understands us. Yeah, I'm like this guy.
It's a sweet spot.
Yeah.
I can roast the young cats. And then be like, and then the old people be like, man, you old. And then clown them, be right in that middle. It's beautiful.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
So we have some goofy parenting news, naming news, actually. So Elon Musk, who we all know about, had a baby boy with his partner Grimes. They have named the baby Grimes. X.
His partner Grimes?
The singer?
The singer Grimes.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, she's Canadian singer?
Yeah. She's dope.
Oh.
Grimes. Her name sounds is like gritty,
a,
man.
It sounds like a villain. I was like, Grimes?
Grimes.
Is she fighting Thanos? What's happening? I don't know.
Right. So. Grimes would like to see you now.
Yeah.
I might not make it out, guys. Yeah,
that sounds like serious business. Grimes needs his money. Oh, I'm telling right. him by Friday, man. You know Grimes don't man. Play.
You don't want to upset Grimes.
Yeah, I guess what's you his, don't.
What's this baby's name?
It's X. A-E, the A-E that's together, right. Then A-12. Right.
Wait, well, okay, I'm typing so what is it. X-A-E-A-12.
So what do you say? What
X
do you
space
call it?
A-E space, oh, space. A-12.
X-A-12. Yeah, but what is so people ain't going to be calling him X-A-12. So like X- how does...
I'm what's sick his of name? This, man.
What's the baby's name?
That's a goddamn barcode.
Yeah.
It's X-A-12.
That baby's name is a barcode, man.
Yeah,
you can ring that up at the register.
Like, what's the Wi-Fi? X-A-12. This baby's a Wi-Fi code.
What's the point of this? What's the what's point?
Well, when your mama's name is Grimes, that you had to go up a level.
Grimes could be a last name. Is that her last name?
No, it's her stage name.
What's her real name? E-1463?
It's like
12.
I'm queuing it up.
I know he smokes a lot of weed, so he might have just been high as hell when he named
Claire,
his baby.
Claire Elise Boucher.
Okay, that's a regular name.
Mm-hmm.
So did he say like what his baby's name, like when they call him? They're not saying all that. I know they're not saying all that when they call him. So what do they call him? Or what does it X. mean? Or what does it stand for? Or like
Dash.
A piece of name over and
yeah.
over.
Man.
The A-12, he said, was a coding language. I forget what the A-X, I think X-A-E is a robotics
ridiculous.
Term.
Does he plan on homeschooling?
It's Elon Musk.
Like what teacher wants to do that?
I'm looking at this name on the Wikipedia. You can't even pronounce the A-E. It's like a symbol. What's the point of this?
Yeah, I
don't
get
Latin
it.
Latin or Greek or something. That
like, what if they're the sub that day? The subs already can't do the names. That sub is going to hang themselves mid-class. I'm trying to say that.
The math teacher is going to love it, though.
Oh, okay.
I get it. Speaking of your name, the formula for the day.
All right.
Like, but we didn't, on, I mean, to be fair, we didn't do this when Prince changed his name to a symbol. So,
but he was an art, like he wasn't. It was art. He did get roasted, by the way.
But he did that for a reason.
Yeah,
he was having beef with the label. He was doing with the record label, so he did that for a reason.
Oh, okay.
They wouldn't let him use it.
Yeah, so it was just like, all right. So I'm gonna just change my name then, because he was seriously beefing with Warner Brothers Records. Yeah. So that was more like a protest, if you will.
Yeah, well, he's a musician, you know what I mean? This is just... And then what's messed up, the kid has no say-so in this. So I got to go through my whole life being called expertise. And I didn't ask for this.
No one has a say in their name.
I know I'm rich, and you know I know I'm never going to want for anything. And Dad, are you listening to me? You high right now. Dad, I didn't want this name.
It could be Elon's first... lesson to his kid, you know, nonconformity.
Like Elon is actually a dope name.
Yeah.
Oh, Elon, that's a dope name, man. That's Elon dope name. Musk? Yes. But like this, I'm curious to see if this child changes their name in the future.
Instantly.
Well, do you think, is that child abuse? If you name your kid something like that guy that named his kid Hitler and Himmler? Mm. Do you remember that?
Wait, what happened?
This white supremacist named their kid Hitler and Himmler, and they're like, we're not putting this on a cake. The Stop and Shop or whatever was like, we're not putting this on a cake. And they're like, we're taking your kid. You can't have a stupid name like this for your kid.
Yeah.
That name could be abusive because we know what's attached to it. But this is just silly.
This is just dumb. It's not abusive, but it's stupid.
They don't think he's going to get beat up like a boy named Sue. He did this on purpose to get this boy beaten up every day so he learned how to fight.
Nah, he's gonna be, roasted. But then again, the type of schools he's probably gonna be going to, everybody in there, he's gonna get roasted, but he ain't gonna be going to, let's just be honest, he ain't going to school with a bunch of black kids, so he'll be fine.
But I mean, you make a good point, Maya, because like I've been talking to my wife too, because my last name's Brown, so I have to be careful about the first names that I give my son or daughter, you know, because there's a lot of infamous people like James Brown, Chris Brown, yeah, something like that, yeah, that could lead to potentially having to fight.
Did you see? Stuff like that, so. I saw a meme after the Jordan documentary, and I didn't know that Steve Kerr's son is named Nick.
Oh.
Wow. Everybody's like, why would you name your son Nick?
It's because of Michael.
That's what people said. Like, they said the day Jordan socked him, he was like, okay.
Yeah. That's funny.
So his son's name is Nick.
Wow.
Never knew that.
I didn't know to the document. I want to see. I want to dive into that. That's what I want to see. I want to see this nigger name. That's what I want to see. So, Steve, why did you name your son, can I say it? Nick Kerr. Hard K. Hard E-R. Dude, that's what somebody said. I saw that online. They was like, did he name it with the hard E-R? I was like, that's hilarious.
Man, dog. That's wild.
Dr. Donald, do you see names actually affecting people later in life?
Personally, not really, but I have heard stories of people with very unique names that really haven't panned out as far as getting really far in society. Like names like Hennessy and just random stuff like that. And they just so happen to be in different environments than, you know, a lot of other people, like jail, stuff like that. But there is no direct correlation with the name in that. It's all about resiliency. It's all about how you react to it, if you embrace it, or if it's something you go away from. So it's a lot of different routes you can go with. But you're really not doing a lot of help in the beginning when you name your kid a certain name, in my
opinion. You know what? I just remember this. I went to college with a girl who named her kids Sexy and Notorious. Those were the names of her kids. So I'm wondering, like, how those kids are doing now. Because they have to be, like...
one's a stripper and one's in jail, obviously.
My son's age now. And Sexy and Notorious. Both boys. And just... That's their name. So I wonder... Both boys. Yeah. Sexy and Notorious. So I wonder...
Okay, I still stand by what I said. One's a stripper and one's in jail. I still stand by it.
Notorious is the stripper, though. Notorious is the stripper. I wonder how they're doing now. I'm going to see if I can find, you know, just to see.
What was her reasoning? What was her thought process behind
it? I never even asked. I was just like, okay. I saw her sister... when I did the show in Denver last year, her sister came to the show. I should have asked then, like, how your niece's nephew doing? I mean, your nephew's doing, but I wasn't even thinking about that until now. I'm just like, yo, the names.
And what if Sexy was grew up like Busted? And Notorious was Soft?
Yeah.
And now your names don't even match. Hey, Sexy, but, I mean, you far from Sexy.
You could be ugly and sexy, though.
That's facts.
Yeah. But it's like, where do you draw the line? Is it just because you're a successful person already and you can have the ability to name your kid unique, like Blue Ivy or Sir Carter? Or
even like Blue Ivy is not, Blue that's not that a crazy
bad.
Name to me.
Like, when I first heard it, I was like, and then I was like, you know what? It's not that bad.
Yeah, Blue Ivy flows well. And Ivy is a quality name.
Even Kanye, like Northwest, that's kind of dope.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it. But
it took a while for North to grow on me, but I like it now. It took a while.
For like North for like a name is pretty dope. What really makes it like, because of the last name is West, so it's like, all right, directions. But if he was like North James or North Montgomery,
I don't know if I like it then. North Montgomery. I wouldn't like it.
North Williams.
Yeah, I wouldn't like it.
North St. James.
Maybe the last name does matter.
Yeah. If y'all had to be named after direction, north, east, west, or south, which one y'all going with?
I'm going with west.
North.
West is dope. I'm going west. I'm going west.
I'm going west.
So it'll be West Brown.
You can
turn
it to west and make it kind of
sunny. West Poly. Are you going with North, Maya?
I'm going with North.
What's your last name, Maya?
Osborne right now.
North Osborne. That actually kind of
North
fits.
North Osborne. That flows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dope.
I would probably go with East.
East Baker.
Yeah, I'd probably go with East. South would probably be my last pick.
South would definitely be my last.
Yeah.
South just don't.
I don't want
no disrespect to the South. No disrespect to the South.
Absolutely not.
For the name, it just that's the last.
Nah, it's the worst.
Sigh.
Yeah, interesting though.
Mm-hmm.
So, fortunately, the state of California does not allow numbers, so they might just kick that name back and be like, try again.
Oh, the license plate name?
Yeah, they say it's got to be letters, so it might just be invalid.
Okay.
Hmm.
Elon Musk lives in California?
Yeah, you remember that big hoopla they had? He has a Tesla factories in California, and they said you can't open, and he said I'm moving the factory, and they said you can't open.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder what his house looks like. It's probably dope.
Probably like a shape, a random it's shape.
Ridiculous.
He bought Gene Wilder's house.
He bought Gene Wilder's house?
That was one of his houses. Is Gene Wilder's house?
I picture his house. Did y'all all see The Invisible Man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I picture like his house looking like that.
Yeah.
I can see that. I can see that.
That house is dope.
Yeah, man.
That house was so dope.
Man.
I'd be looking at houses like that, and I'd be like, do I even, like, the houses that be, like, in Westworld, I'd be like, do I want this?
Man.
Because I'm a fan of, like, the windows, but at the same time, I'm like,
Everybody's looking at it.
Well, I mean, you know, you got the shades and they got the tinted, whatever. They can do stuff, but
I'm
a big
that,
fan
like,
of modern homes, though. Like, some people like the Victorian or they like old school. I love modern homes. I just think it's so dope. Like, they just look dope visually. Like, I understand
I like
the historical content and all that, but modern, I think it's dope.
Yeah, I go back and forth between like an old school joint because some houses look completely outdated where you like, oh, I could tell they built this in the 60s.
Yeah.
And then you got some that's like, yo, this is the dope feel right here. And then some of the modern joints look plain, but then some of them look super dope. And I just be like, yeah. And I'm obsessed with houses now, man. I want one so bad.
Yeah,
every time I go on these walks, I just be like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The housing thing for me started like a couple years ago. I just got real into it. Like everything. Like not just the outside, the interior. Like how I want stuff decked. I never cared about that stuff before. And now I'm like, I would love to have this thing with the open kind. It might be HGTV. It might get them older. I don't know. But I'd be really into it. I can't wait to have my dream home built design and really be in there. Like, all right, we want to put this here. And like, I'm into it. I don't know why.
I can't wait.
That'd be dope. Definitely.
And I think part of the reason, one, older and having kids, but I think part of the reason for me is because we spend so much time on the road, I want to come home to something that I really love. Like, that I really be like, yeah, this is mine.
Yep. I can't wait, man. That's all I be thinking about. I be like, when I go to bed, I'll be like, I'm hungry. A house. And then I go to sleep. That's it.
Yeah, the market might, really favor home buyers, especially like in a few months. So be on the lookout.
It ain't going to help me. I'm here for a while.
I'm going to try to slide in. Try to stack chips and slide in on a little something, man.
Nope.
We'll see.
Definitely.
We have some questions from the audience. Do you want to hear them?
Let's get it, man.
Okay, Michael Tunsil asks, what about your kids' graduation? My son graduates at the end of this month, and it's the traditional graduation. You think it's worth the risk? I think he means, should he have some sort of party, and should he go to the ceremony?
Oh, they still having the ceremony?
Where's this?
He didn't say where he's from, but he said it's a traditional graduation. So I'm assuming that means they're having a ceremony, a walk. And I know a lot of people, when their kid graduates, they like to throw him a party. So what do you think he should do for his son's graduation?
I'm going to be honest. I mean, graduation's a great event, and some people appreciate it more than others, but I would still, I wouldn't go. I wouldn't. As long as they're not adhering to the 6 feet distance and everyone masked up, which we know there won't be, I wouldn't go. To me, it's not worth it. And these drive-by things, drive-by graduations and all the things that they're doing, it's not the best, but it can kind of have the same effect. So I would resort to that just for safety. Or just at least waiting, postponing a year, maybe the school throwing another graduation ceremony for all the people who didn't get to go last year, whatever. But for safety's sake, I wouldn't risk it.
I would ask the kids, I guess, because some, I feel like graduations is, I mean, I'm speaking for me personally and some people I was with, we didn't care like that. It was for the parents.
Yes, definitely.
We didn't really care. I was like, okay, I got my name. I said, what up? Like, I was happy. I was already happy that I was getting out of high school. But the actual ceremony, I was like, I was forced to go to my college graduation. I didn't want to go to that. They made me go. My mom and dad and my grandma, because they wanted to see it. I was just like, I always felt like high school and even college, and I know by the numbers it's not, but I always felt like it was just something you were supposed to do. So I didn't look at it as like a crazy accomplishment because I was just raised that this is just normal. So
man, college is just a hell of an accomplishment, man.
I know it's not normal. Man. I know it's not normal, but as a kid, I just always knew I'm going to go to school. I'm going to play ball at some college. I'm going to lead at college. So like for me, it was just like, yeah, this is what I said I was going to do. This is the plan. This is, you know, whatever. This is, I just felt like it was something that is you're supposed to do. And then I looked at the numbers of college graduates. And I was like, oh, okay, I get why they care so much.
That's a hell of an accomplishment. I didn't graduate college. I wish, but.
More black males in jail than college. So, being a black male.
Yeah, I just figured it was normal.
But I will say this. On my high school graduation, if I didn't have the ceremony, I could care less. They could have slid my diploma on my desk Friday. I'd been like, whoo, summertime, man. Put on that Mobb Deep album. And that's me. But... Because the whole ceremony is mad long, man. So you got to go through everybody.
And you didn't care. You got to sit through
everybody.
Yep.
And my graduating class had over 800 kids.
Come on, man. My last name was B. I went up early. I'm just sitting. There was no anticipation. I'm done.
Were y'all at school when they said you couldn't clap? Like you had to hold your applause?
They said
I think they let us clap. But they didn't do the like my son's graduation, they were mixing and matching the alphabetical. They would go A Z and then they would meet in the middle towards the end. But when I graduated, it was strictly alphabetical. So I was done early and I was just sitting.
A lot of the no applause and name, all that stuff is newer. They make graduations faster. Like all that stuff. And like I remember in ours, they were just like, keep it down, let's get through it. But people was throwing tortillas, people had snuck beach balls.
People ain't listening to that.
No, they snuck beach balls under their gown, so they blew them up while they was reading names, so there would be a beach ball going around, and the parents was cheering it on, but the teachers was trying to catch it. So when they would catch it, they would boo, and then another beach ball would come out of nowhere. Our graduation was kind of lit. But again, it was for the parents. Like they was like, and we were just acting a fool because people were cheering us on to act a fool.
Yeah.
Parents don't want to hear that rule.
No.
Like, please hold your applause. They'd be like, we applauding this. We didn't think he was going to make it. You know what I mean?
And then he was like, don't run out. People was running onto the field, parents hugging, blah, blah.
Nice try, guys. But come on, man.
Which I feel you should do your own thing. I really don't think a big graduation's needed, even a drive by the school, something where all the teachers are outside. I know I saw a video recently where that happened, and that was pretty cool. But yeah.
Yeah, I can't tell them, but I guess it depends on how much you care.
Yeah.
Like, what if you're the first person in your family to graduate?
Exactly.
That's the I'm pulling up. There.
That's huge. Yeah.
I'm pulling
that
up.
That means something. Yeah.
So, you know.
Ceremonies are usually boring to me. That goes to weddings, funerals, graduations. I'll be lying.
Right. Let's just get to the after that. That's what I care about.
But oh, the after's been
everything
lit.
He said, I'm like, let's hurry up and get to the party part. Let's get to that part. I'm glad everybody's here. The afters be fire. Even when I talk to people about weddings, I put a poll out and it was like 90% said they wish they didn't spend money on a wedding and just had a dope after party and then put mm-hmm. that money towards a honeymoon or a down payment on a house. Mm-hmm. But as far as the big wedding, like 90% of people are like, it was a waste of money.
It is.
Well, what is the point of this?
A huge, expensive wedding. Why?
Just look at me for a second. Day. And then why?
For one day.
Dr. Donald, your wedding was wonderful. I really enjoyed it.
He was just taking the laugh.
He was taking the disrespect.
I was there. One day.
How much was your win?
About 40, 50 stacks. Hurt. I know. And y'all gonna be even, what's even worse is I wanted the big wedding. My wife wanted the down payment. I know.
She's so cool. I'm glad you chose her.
I know, she's awesome.
Oh. I know.
So you the extra one?
I would, man.
A little bit. $50,000 on a house, y'all could have been like, man, slapped it on the desk.
We saving, you know, we almost there. We almost there now.
You could be there already.
You could be there right now.
Whatever room life you in right
sometimes.
Now.
You know, life happens sometimes.
You can have the house. You could have the house off Invisible Man right now.
Right now for that $50,000.
Don't tell me that. I could have the Invisible Man house for it.
Man.
So you wanted the big wedding. That's usually, my brother. Or do you celebrate big? Like, how was your graduation? Did you care a lot?
Nah, I didn't really care. Like, because
you come from a family of scholars. So you was just like, education is just what we do.
Yeah, but also.
So why'd you care about the wedding like that?
Yeah. I just wanted, because it's. I like birthdays and everything. Like my birthday's coming up. I really don't even want to celebrate it. That's always been my personality.
Cause you broke.
Cause
you spent it all.
No, but like one day I just wanted to do like, hey, this one thing in my life. Let me do this. It's the most important day.
The one splurge.
Let's do it. Yeah. But so besides that, I'm normally chilling. Yeah, I'm chilling normally. Mm-hmm. But I just had to do it. I know. Horrible decision.
So what about when you have kids and they like, I want the huge wedding, Dad, on you?
I might, you know, I'm going to try to talk them out of it. But, you know, being my kids, you know, I'm going to support. I ain't going to do
maybe
full support.
But, Dad, you had the big wedding? Man. What would you have?
They going to be looking at them pictures and the video. I hope you got epic film level video of this wedding.
We lost the film.
Oh my god.
No, I'm joking. No, we got it.
Oh,
I was saying that's what I was saying to my people. That's what I said.
I got to freak out for a sec.
So what is that? Why does it cost? Is it the venue costing that much?
We did it in Vegas. Like, we did a like half destination, half regular wedding. So we had it like at a golf course on the strip. Full service, everything, open bar. I wanted open bar.
Oh, okay. I take everything I said back.
I take everything I said back.
If you got open bar, spend as much as you want. You're a great man. You are a great man. You deserve to be celebrated, brother. And you are fantastic.
Open bar is epic. And then you got to pay for all the tuxes and the dresses and all that for the
So we paid for that, and then we had.
So you covered the groomsmen and the bridesmaids too.
Groomsmen, no, that's the only thing they paid for. But as far as getting to Vegas, their rooms and the tuxes, they had to pay. But besides that, everything else, we took care of it.
So they paid for their own rooms? Before,
all that at a club. So we set that up, tables and all that, bottles. So we did all that.
All right. So you spending looking out for other people?
Looking out for other people.
All right.
It wasn't for me. It was basically for our family and just a big thank you for everyone.
I take back 93% of what I said.
But the down payment would be nice, especially
that down payment.
Man.
She in another room. I don't want her to hear me say that, but yeah.
She was like, I told you we should have put it down. I want her to come in here right now. Hey, right. I told you.
Swinging.
Come here.
I want to see her face when we say, you know, I want to see her roll her eyes. Yeah.
Give me one Man. Second. Let me get her. One second.
Go get her.
She's going to be pissed.
She looked great, too. They both look great.
Would you a wedding goer? Like, y'all just be going to weddings, man.
Y'all go to so many weddings last year. How many did y'all go to in the last year?
Last year was 4.
Hello.
Hey.
Yo.
Hey. Hey, Dr. Aaron.
Brown. Hello. Dr. Aaron. Dr. Brown as well.
Well, actually, I'm Mrs. Brown, but Dr. Jones.
Oh.
Dr. Jones.
All right.
So for the wedding costs, you would have preferred to put that down on the house.
Yes.
Yes.
In every relationship, as you know, there is someone who spends all the money and someone who watches the money.
Not all the money. Not all the money.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So we would go out to like a venue and they would be like looking at me like, oh, don't you want this? You're going to have a lovely bridal suite? And Donald would be like, yeah, yeah, I'm going to have this bridal suite for me and the fellas.
And you were just rolling your eyes.
And you was like, nah,
I
the
had
price.
My clipboard like, what's the price? What is included? Mm-hmm. When can we have to leave
yes.
this place? You know what I mean? We're
going to have
house.
You on next time. You're officially better than Donald to me right now.
I'm not going to tell him you said that in any way.
What is it?
We said we having her on from now on. She's better
yeah,
than
man, you. You are,
bro.
She's
better than
you. Are.
No, no.
She on our page.
That would have been me clipboarded up. Like, how much is
man.
That? No.
You got to watch him. You know what I'm saying? We're going to house shopping now. And he'll be like, oh, man, this is great, screaming. And the realtor who's going to sell us the house is right around the corner. I was like, we can't even get a good deal anymore because you love the closet.
He's like, the closet right here, it's a walk-in. That realtor's like.
Exactly. That is exactly it. We had to turn down houses because the closets were too small.
Man.
Well, where else is he going to put his wedding dress? He got to keep the wedding that he had.
Yo.
He didn't tell you he had a custom-made purple suit.
Oh, yeah. No, he left that out conveniently.
Custom-made?
I had a dress off the rack tailored. He had a custom suit. He had to select which shade of purple to create this.
Wow.
The truth is coming out.
Yo. He doing it big out here.
Doing it big. I thought you guys were going to talk about serious topics on this show.
I mean, this is serious business right here. This is serious business.
When it comes to spending money, me and Tony are very serious.
Man, it's deadly serious up in here.
You looked, for an off-the-rack dress, that looked amazing.
Thank
you.
You
said you got it tailored.
That's the beauty of it, man. You don't have to get everything extravagantly tailored out here to look amazing.
You had your hair curly, right?
I had it curly. I had this like intense desire to only have real things on my body the whole time. So
you
I wouldn't have like fake nails or hair or lashes. But that was like, I don't know why I was in that space.
It's a great space to be in. I'm just going to start booing. You. You are dumb.
Yo.
That is
man.
Sweet.
He's going to get his head on and be like, boom.
No. He wants to get back on in the hot seat.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Thank you for joining. Dr. Jones, Mrs. Brown.
Thanks, baby.
We're going to have you on one day as well.
One day. It'd be my honor.
Mm-hmm.
Hang out with you guys.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Miss Maya.
Anytime. Mm-hmm. We're going to take you up on that.
Listen, Maya was ahead of the curve on this whole COVID awareness situation.
That's because Maya is a conspiracy theorist.
Sometimes conspiracies are true.
That's true. Just because you're paranoid does not mean you're wrong.
That's fact. That's fair. That's fact. That's fair. That's very fair.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron. Now get back up in here, man.
Real quick, some clarifying statements. I'm a member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, so the purple suit had a purpose, so I just had to make that.
You could have got the purple suit off the rack, though.
It's not the same. It had to be the
They got purple shape. Suits off the rack. And Omegas are known for being notoriously bummy looking.
You know?
No. Omegas be looking raggedy.
The big purple shirt with some like army fatigues.
Yeah, the gold boots. They be like, man, we don't care about the outfits. We dogs.
We're men of class.
Y'all got the dopest. Y'all got the dopest thing though.
Yeah.
I'm not in any frats, but y'all got the dopest.
All day.
That is dope.
All day.
Nah.
Oh. No, I just know. I just keep up with black people. I just know what we're doing. But I did not join.
The Omegas. Yeah. I'm a Sigma.
Oh, that's what's up.
I wanted to do the frat thing, but sports, I just felt like, no. And then when I heard what people was doing, because a lot of my friends were the black colleges,
mm-hmm.
and when I heard what was going on during the day, I was like, oh, no, I'll get in a fight. I'm good. I got
that was my
pride.
Mentality going in. I was like, I'm squaring up. But then I was able to – I had one moment where they pushed me to the limit, and I was like, you got to go outside and be talked off the ledge of stealing on somebody. But that's they purposely do that. They take you to the breaking point.
Ready for life. Yep.
They purposely do it. Yeah.
And it would have been hard for me to take that from somebody my age. That would have been the hard. Like, I've been cussed out by coaches my whole life, my dad, you know, whatever. But somebody, I'm like, you, Clarence, you 2 years older than me, big brother, can't take shit. I would have been losing it.
Yep.
I would have been losing it.
Yeah.
That middle space. Yep. I was like, cause I just swore up and down. I was like, man, I ain't built for that. Nope.
What made you do it?
But, my closest boys were Sigmas, and I was just hanging out with them all the time. And I was just like, we were doing the community service stuff, and like, you know, I just saw like the brotherhood that could happen, you know, long distance, and like, you know, cast some other. I was like, man, I like this. I like this whole vibe. And they were already my bros anyway, so I was just like, all right, you know what I'm saying? And so I finally decided to do it. And it was dope. It was a dope experience.
Yeah. I honestly think if I didn't play sports, I would have did it 100% for sure. Yeah. Like, I just felt like with the brotherhood, I had that already. Mm-hmm. And then when it came to, like, the cool stuff of it, I was like, well, I can go to parties and stuff. So I don't need to, you know. And I think if I would have went to a black school, a black college, I probably would have did it for sure.
You probably would have for sure.
Yeah.
You would have for sure.
Yeah. So.
Definitely.
I see Keon being a Kappa.
Oh, yeah.
People say that one, or what's the black and gold one?
Alpha.
They say one of those two.
I see a Kappa and Keon, yeah.
Maybe like, you would have been one of those two. You know what's funny? I went to when I was at a junior college, I went to the Circle City Classic. And the Kappas came through a party doing that shit and ruined the party. Cause I was dancing on this girl and everybody, and I was like, I was never in my life. I hated them from then on. Cause I was older. And they came through with the stroll and they was like, we gotta wait. I was like, what? And I was done with the Kappas that day. I was done. So I probably would have been an alpha, man, just based on that party, because they came through with the shimmy and the cane. I was like, oh, you got your canes and your shimmy.
That's mad funny, man.
I was pissed. She was bad. We had to bring it up. You know, you can't get your rhythm back right when it's gotten broken
right
up.
Yeah. It's a delicate synergy.
It
was
a spot, and I was in her ear, and they came through stepping. I wanted to kick them canes so bad. I was like, I hate everyone in here. I still got beat with the Kappas for that.
That's funny. Man.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, man. All right, well, we pass due. It's hour 16. This has been great, man. We're going to have you. We're going to have your wife on. We're going to have your wife on. You're done. You're out.
All right, it's cool. I get it. She's a lot better.
We can't afford you, man.
It's cool. You
know. but for real though, man. Thanks for coming back, man. We're going to
have to appreciate it, though.
Thank you for having me. And as always, thank y'all for just, you know, doing what y'all do, entertaining us, and just, I hope, you know, health and safety for you and y'all. And just thank you for this opportunity again.
Thanks, thank man. Health is wealth.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, thank you, bro. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Maya, for gathering all the information, intel, and questions as usual.
Of course.
I got nothing new to report on my end. My battery's getting low on my laptop, though. So, yeah. Tony Baker Comedy on everything.
Yeah, Keon Poli on everything. My shirts will be out. This right here will be out
nice
soon. If you don't get it, I just put the bit out of why this is a thing. So check that out. And other than that, that's it. Same old, same old.
Nice, yes, nice. Indeed. Yeah. All right, y'all.
All right.
Bye. We out here.
Y'all take care. Be safe.
All right, you too, bro. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate thanks, Dr. Charles.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.